November 29th, Oswald and Biddy Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Absoluteness of Jesus Christ. He shall glorify me, John 16:14. The Pietist, or he who would be full of piety, or the pietistic movements of today, have none of the rugged reality of the New Testament about them. There is nothing about them that needs the death of Jesus Christ. All that is required is a pious atmosphere and prayer and devotion. This type of experience is not supernatural nor miraculous. It did not cost the passion of God, and it is not dyed in the blood of the Lamb, nor stamped with the hallmark of the Holy Ghost. It has not that mark on it which makes men say as they look with awe and wonder, that is the work of God Almighty. That and nothing else is what the New Testament talks about. The type of Christian experience in the New Testament is that of personal, passionate devotion to the person of Jesus Christ. Every other type of Christian experience, so-called, is detached from the person of Jesus. There is no regeneration, no being born again into the kingdom in which Christ lives, but only the idea that he is our pattern. In the New Testament, Jesus Christ is Savior long before he is pattern. Today he is being dispatched as the figurehead of a religion, a mere example. He is that, but he is infinitely more. He is salvation itself. He is the gospel of God. Jesus said, "When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he shall glorify me." When I commit myself to the revelation made in the New Testament, I receive from God the gift of the Holy Spirit, who begins to interpret to me what Jesus did, and does in me subjectively all that Jesus Christ did for me objectively. That's the end of Oswald's text. I see in this passage the sufficiency of the death of Jesus and the probably and likely possible affront to God himself of any pious activity relative to the cross of Christ or that which we call Christianity. Jesus' example was one of utter and utmost humility. He washed the feet of his disciples. When chided by Peter for doing that thing when Jesus was the Lord and Master, he was immediately rebuffed, and Peter was reminded he would have nothing in the kingdom of God unless he would humble himself and allow his Lord and Master Jesus Christ to wash his feet. Another thing afloat in Christian circles that's rather tragic is this bumper sticker saying, "What would Jesus do?" And we encounter a situation and we think we can hold back our immediate emotion and think through that question and then figure out what we think Jesus would do and then do it. That is not the pattern that Jesus established. The pattern is not what would Jesus do and then from the mind figure a way to do what we think Jesus would do. That makes us imitators, and we are poor imitations of Christ at best. Matter of fact, we will always be poor imitations of Christ, even the most learned biblical scholar on the planet. Imitation is not what he came for. Sanctification is what he came for. And sanctification is what he has given us. The Holy Spirit within us is the same Holy Spirit that indwelled Jesus Christ. The amount of the Holy Spirit that is ordering the activities of my life is that which determines my likeness to the mind and the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Jesus did nothing except the Father bid him to do so through the Holy Spirit that indwelled him. And Jesus didn't even speak in tongues. He simply spoke what the Holy Spirit used to energize his lips to say. And we are to be if we are true disciples of Jesus Christ, following in that example, that we simply come to God, we ask God to replace our spirit with his and yield, surrender completely our need to be justified our need to be glorified and our desire for self-affirmation, and ask the Holy Spirit to consume us, at which point he will make us willing to do things that would be humiliating for us in the human plane, but glorifying to God, because God can only do a miraculous thing when what is done makes no common sense. Every healing and every miracle was from the Spirit of God, which did not operate by common sense. Put down your common sense. Put down your spiritual pride of accomplishment of all the things you think you have done for God in a religious and Christian sense, and get to the feet of Jesus and ask the Holy Spirit to indwell you fully and to energize every event in your day.